The pasuk says, "El talus noyach, noyach is tzaddik, tam hoyd b'daraisav es olkim es alach noyach." The Zohar, in discussing noyach, says the noyach was an individual who did not daven on behalf of the people of his generation. The question is, from where does the Zohar take this? The pasuk says, "Hahudik siv." On this pasuk, the Medrash Rabbah says, "Hahudik siv, hapoich rishoyim ve'enam." We look at the rishoyim, and they are no longer here. Ubeis tzadikim yamid. Hapoich rishoyim ve'enam zadar amabul. The dar amabul disappeared. Ubeis tzadikim yamid zanoyach. The sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chart Kvar Rebbe explains that the Gemara Masech the Brachos Avav Amibes teaches us Ein Amida El Tefila. When the Torah uses the word Amida, it refers to Tefila. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'yamoid Pinchas V'yifalel. Pinchas stood V'yifalel and he davened. So he explains that what a Chazal trying to teach us with these words, V'yamoid Pinchas V'yifalel, Ein Amida El Tefila, that when a person davens, he could be learning at that time, and growing in his Liman HaTorah. He could be doing mitzvahs at that time and growing in Avodas Hashem. And if a person decides that instead of doing all that, he's going to daven on behalf of someone else, that's Amida, V'yamoid. We know the difference between a person and a malach is that a person is a hoylich. A malach is an oimer. He doesn't grow in his madrega. And when a person is davening on behalf of someone else, he's willing to give up from his avodas Hashem on behalf of someone else. As we find, he says, when Avram Avinu was mispalel on behalf of the people of Sodom, the pasuk says, V'Avram oidena oimei lefnei Hashem. Avram was oimed, he was standing. He was ready to give up from his own avodas Hashem on behalf of someone else, to be mispal for someone else. And that's why we could understand why the Gemara over there that we quoted on Daf Vav Amabez Masech the Brachos says, "Hol kolakaveya mokum utfilosoi lakei Avram ba'ozroi." And the question is, why Dafka lakei Avram is the one that is in the play, helps someone who's mispalel? The answer is that Avram Avinu is the model and the lesson of an individual who was willing to give up from his own personal avoida on behalf of someone else. Noach, on the other hand, was not such an individual. Noach was a person who was only interested in his own growth. How do we know that? How do we know that Noach was only interested in his own growth? So the answer is the pasuk that we began our shiur with. Answer it. The pasuk says, "Es Elokim his halech Noach." Noach was constantly his alech. Noach was constantly a hoylech. Noach was constantly growing in his avodas Hashem. He never stopped. He never stopped to think and worry about someone else, and that's because of that. Says the Medrash, "Hafoich rishonim ve'enom." Ubeis tzadikim yamid. Hafoich rishonim ve'enom zedor hamabul. The dor hamabul did not survive because no one davened on their behalf. There was no noach to be mispalel on their behalf, and therefore they fell. Ubeis tzadikim yamid zenoach. So this Medrash, with the pasuk that the Medrash quotes, is the proof to what the Zohar says, the Noach didn't daven on behalf of his dor. And taking this concept a step further, we also know that Rashi here says, "Yesh darshim l'shvach, v'yesh darshim l'gnai." Some speak about Noach in a positive way, and some in a negative way. Some say, "Ilu hay b'darish l'avrav v'inu l'yanech shevelkulam." Were he in the time of Avram Avinu, he would not be significant. And others say, if he lived in a time, in a place, like Avram Avinu, he would have been greater. And of course, many, many Mefarshim asked the question, if we could explain Znoich behavior, Lishvach, how do we have a right to explain it, Lignai? So the Sefer Tferes Yisrael explains, there were two reasons why Noach would not be mispalel on behalf, why Noach did not try to convince the people of his generation. One is that he didn't want to give up from his own avodas Hashem, like we just discussed, on their behalf. And the other reason is because he thought it was helpful, it was hopeless. So no matter way we look at it, Noach didn't mean bad. Noach just thought, either, and maybe it's a combination. Noach thought, my tefillah won't really be helpful. If my tefillah won't be helpful, why should I spend my time working on behalf of someone else? But if we look in the pasuk of Yom Hashem L'Noach, Bo Ato V'cho Be'ischa L'Teva, the Medrash says, Ki Tzadik Hashem Tzedakas Oyev. What does tzedakah have to do with Noach going into the Teva? The answer is that somebody who really is about tzedakah does tzedakah no matter what. Even if it doesn't seem that what he's going to do is going to be helpful, he does what he has to do because it's the right thing to do. Someone who acts in such a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards him also in a very positive manner. L'mal m'derech ha-teva. If Hashem sees that this person is willing to try to do, not sure that he will be successful on behalf of other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a bracha that l'mal m'derech ha-teva. And that's what the Medrash says. Noach bo ata al ha-teva. Noach had to enter the teva. And the question is, why did Noach have to enter the teva? Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes without Noach entering the teva? Says the Medrash, if Noach would have been about tzedakah, if Noach would have been about tzedakah and thought and cared about other people, even if it takes away from his madrega, even in a case where he's not convinced that it will be helpful, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have gone and done for him l'malam aderech ha-teva. But because Noach didn't have that mida in him, so there was only one way to protect him. Bo ato el ha-teva. Tells us the Medrash, Kitzadik Hashem, Tzedakas Oyev. If we don't want to need to build a teva, if we want to be able to be zoicha to nisim geluyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we can be zoicha to that is to be thinking about other people, doing for other people, davening for other people.